Hello and welcome to the HMEB podcast. I'm your host, David Cuff, the executive editor of HME Business, your source for news, trends, and insights into the home medical equipment industry. Today, we're talking about a topic that is sort of an omnipresent challenge for anyone in post-acute care, and particularly HME providers, and that's the transition to the home care setting. How do we make it better? How do we create a system in which HME providers, referral partners, payers, and patients and their caregivers kind of coordinate more smoothly? One person who's been thinking about that for a while is Vijay Kadar. Vijay is the co-founder and CEO of Tomorrow Health, a company that's trying to make this easier. Vijay, welcome to the podcast. It's great to have you here.
Thank you so much, David. It's such a pleasure to be here.
Oh, the pleasure is all mine. Okay, let's dive in. And I think that maybe it would help if we got a better sense of who you guys are. What is Tomorrow Health and what is your mission?
Tomorrow Health's mission is to restore the home as a patient's primary place of care. We are a platform to coordinate the breadth of medical equipment, supplies, and services that patients need. And we do so by building technology for home-based care providers and suppliers to enable them to augment their businesses and ultimately to deliver high quality and standards of patient care.
And how did you guys get started? What was the inspiration?
The inspiration for Tomorrow Health was initially a personal experience that I'd had managing my mother's home-based care.
Okay.
She was a stage 3 cancer patient. Fortunately, is doing well now and in remission, but had a difficult journey through it. She spent a couple of months inpatient in the ICU, about 3 months on a ventilator, and coming out of that needed a year of very intensive home-based healthcare. Everything from 14 liters of oxygen to ostomy and wound care supplies, mobility and respiratory equipment, physical and respiratory therapy. And I will say, despite being in the healthcare industry, despite growing up in a family of physicians, we just couldn't have imagined how challenging it was to manage and coordinate that process. We were working with a range of different providers, some medical equipment and supplies companies, some home health agencies, and found it particularly challenging to coordinate across a number of different providers, saw pretty clear challenges in getting the right documentation that was needed to process her order or to drive reimbursement from the insurance company, which unfortunately, in her case, led to about a 6 week delay in getting the critical equipment and supplies that she needed. And unfortunately, over that time, we ended up having to readmit her back to the hospital twice in that first month. And so it was just incredibly eye-opening as to some of the challenges that patients can face that are really vulnerable transition in their care. And then interestingly from there, you know, I went back to my role, which was at Oscar Health, a technology forward health insurance company. And at Oscar, I was building out new markets, including down in Texas. And I was driving a range of the company's care management efforts at the national level. And what I found was that, you know, while we had this vision of transitioning more healthcare to the home, it was particularly challenging to do so. And one of the things that stemmed from those challenges I recognized is as a payer, as a health insurer, we were imposing, you know, a range of somewhat burdensome procedures on our home-based care providers, from DME suppliers to home health agencies. And a lot of those requirements, whether it was complex billing requirements and documentation, whether it was authorizations or other forms, were driving, you know, quite frequent delays in getting patients the care that they needed. And so it just opened my eyes that, you know, while so many of us across the ecosystem, you know, health insurers, home-based care suppliers, referring physicians and hospitals, and certainly patients, their caregivers and their families, really believe in that shift of care towards the home, the infrastructure to enable that reliably and at scale has simply been lacking. And that's ultimately what has driven our work at Tomorrow Health.
Yeah, it's like a complex board game or something, or card game with absolutely no rules. There's no rule book. You have to figure it out as you go.
That's right.
so if there's no infrastructure to coordinate this transition, how do you feel it should be coordinated?
Yeah, it's a fantastic question. And you know, I'll start with, you know, where we see some of the pain points across the board and where we think there's opportunities for that to be streamlined, right? Because I think the headline is, you know, as you said, it's this complex chessboard of you know, serving a single patient and coordinating across all the stakeholders that are needed to do it. And the reality is the current system isn't working for anyone, right? I would say, you know, principally first for home-based care suppliers, it's just been a really challenging journey, right? We have, you know, we saw through our network at Oscar and certainly in our work at Tomorrow Health, I mean, the opportunity to work with just such a range of home-based care suppliers and principally DME and supplies companies across the country, folks and organizations that are just so deeply committed to incredibly high standards of patient care, but again, burdened with a lot of the administrative requirements of the system, whether it is, you know, the huge amount of documentation that is needed to be collected to process in single order for DME and supplies, authorization requirements, audit requirements, you know, a constantly changing matrix of rules in order to manage that process. And then, of course, you know, increasingly high and challenging operating costs in a difficult economic environment. Yeah. For referring physicians and hospitals placing orders for their patients, it's a deeply onerous process that typically involves, you know, a whole lot of, you know, faxing of forms back and forth. And, you know, to take, for example, the average discharge manager coordinating, trying to get, you know, 22 people a day on average out of the hospital to spend time faxing forms back and forth can really create meaningful delays for payer partners like, you know, the role I had at Oscar that have this vision of transitioning more healthcare to the home. These complexities can be a barrier. And then, of course, the brunt of the pain is felt by patients, their families, and their caregivers, which is, of course, most important to all of us. And so when we think about how do we streamline this, it's really ingesting in many ways the complexity that exists in the system for all stakeholders and leveraging technology, effective service, and streamlined operations to simplify it. And, you know, what we have done is we've built a suite of technology tools that ultimately enable those processes to be managed and much more streamlined, much more digitized, and much more effective capacity for all stakeholders involved. And so with Tomorrow Health, we're able to, you know, ultimately kind of be a seamless layer between the parties to make for our supplier partners interacting and working with payers much more seamless. To enable them to receive both clean orders and also enable them to manage billing processes much more effectively. We provide them robust performance analytics on their processes, enable them to not only grow their businesses from a top-line standpoint, but also do it with greater efficiency to drive margin gain. But then most critically, to fulfill, you know, what is all of our collective mission of increasing the standard and the quality of patient care in the home. So that's a little bit about how we think about it.
You know, just thinking about this, you know, when we're looking at healthcare in the home and the role that HME providers play and this transition to that home care setting, we're not just looking at post-acute care either. It's, you know, I think with the whole COVID-19 public health emergency, we saw kind of subacute or hospital in the home services being facilitated by HME providers as well. Do you think this is going to fit into the scenario that you're describing as well?
Absolutely. I think it's really about a complete continuum of care in the home. You know, when I say, you know, back to our original vision and mission to restore the home as a patient's primary point of care, a bit of this is a shift in terms of, you know, where the home has been and how the home has been used and utilized on the care delivery spectrum, right? I think for the longest time, home health has been thought of as an ancillary site of care or a post-acute site of care. And so, you know, a lot of the focus has been, okay, and how can we get somebody out of the hospital maybe a day early, get them out of a post-acute facility and get them home towards the end of their care? And we want to think about the home much more holistically, you know, not just as a post-acute side of care, but also potentially as a pre-acute side of care. Ultimately, you know, patients want to be at home, and it's not just seniors, it's patients of all types. And I think we learned that through COVID, that when given the option, you know, if there is the opportunity to be provided with the right resources, the right equipment, the right supplies, the right services, the right virtual care in a home-based setting, patients will take that every time. And so it's ultimately enabling that level of care in the home that we want to facilitate. And so, you know, most directly to your question, we think that is, you know, supporting care for, you know, low acuity ends of the spectrum, you know, all the way to that full, you know, hospital at home. And it's interesting because, you know, I think a hospital at home has been one of those very buzzy parts of healthcare these days, especially I would say over the last year, it's garnered a lot of attention and focus, but it's also an area in which it's been a bit difficult to scale some of these hospital at home operations. And, you know, a core piece of that is ultimately the logistics around the equipment and the supplies that are needed. And so, you know, I really believe that it's a huge opportunity for many HME suppliers to really provide support to the hospital at home industry and in an overarching capacity, enable patients to receive this much more holistic spectrum of care in the home. And in doing so, you know, meaningfully grow their businesses.
I was going to say, it sure seems to me like this is an opportunity to not just increase care, but also increase reimbursement going to the provider as well.
Exactly. You know, and we think about that from a couple of different lenses, right? I mean, there's been so much talked about value-based care over the last several years.
Yeah.
And ultimately, the spirit of value-based care is two things, right? It's one, you know, treating patients in the appropriate setting of care, since that's a, you know, one of the biggest drivers of value, being able to deliver that high quality of care, you know, at the most efficient cost, right? And we know that getting patients home, treating patients at home is such a major driver of that, in which, you know, this industry, the HME industry, is your proponent and supporter. But it's also about ultimately providers of that care being compensated for the value that they create. Mm-hmm. And the really interesting thing about this is, you know, when we talk to payers, right, and we, you know, a core part of our focus and our value proposition is working with payers. And we're fortunate to be working with, you know, some of the largest national and regional payers across the country, right? Our advisory board includes individuals like Steve Nelson, the recent CEO of United Healthcare, Roy Beveridge and Beth Bierbauer, the former chief medical officer and segment president at Humana, Scott Sirota, and Trent Haywood, former CEO and chief medical officer of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association. So, you know, in that vein, we work with leaders from across the payer community. And what we hear from them most commonly is, you know, we want to harness the capabilities in our existing networks to enable more effective, more efficient care in the home. That's a huge conduit to value-based care. And ultimately, we at Tomorrow Health believe that HME providers can be an absolute linchpin to enable that. Ultimately, yep. HME providers are providing, you know, critical life-saving equipment into the home to manage and monitor such a wide range of chronic conditions, to manage both pre-acute and post-acute care. And so when we think about a value-based environment, payers and everybody out there should want a whole heck of a lot more HME being used by their patients as opposed to less, because that's what's going to keep patients safe and healthy at home and out of the hospital. That's what's driving the ultimate value. So a core piece of our focus is enabling these value-based arrangements between payers and DME suppliers. And so one, creating the ecosystem in which suppliers have the tools, the resources, the analytics to drive, you know, value, to drive a total cost of care savings, to keep patients out of the hospital, to prevent delayed discharges, and then increasingly the ability to grow their businesses and capture some of that value. So, you know, one of the core elements of our marketplace is, you know, the highest quality, highest performing providers mm-hmm. can see their businesses grow, you know, really tremendously, 3x, 4x, And by leveraging the efficiencies of our platform, by leveraging the software that Tomorrow Health provides suppliers for on the platform, they can also operate their businesses more efficiently. They can get clean digitized orders. They can have streamlined operations. And then, of course, a really robust set of performance analytics to run their businesses more effectively. So that's how we think about not only the huge opportunity that exists in value-based care, but also the huge opportunity for DMEs and HME suppliers to win in a value-based environment.
Thinking about that, how does the Tomorrow Health platform or system look like from the HME provider's point of view? You know, you talked about some of the efficiencies they could gain. You know, if I'm a provider, and maybe this is difficult to describe, but how does this look from their point of view? What are some of the things that they're able to do?
I'll discuss it from a couple of different lenses, right? And ultimately, you know, with the wide breadth of HME suppliers that we work with and that are our close partners, you know, I'll describe it in terms of some of the biggest business priorities that we know a lot of suppliers are thinking about. So the first is growth, right? What's the opportunity to kind of increase their business and grow revenue, right? And so through the Tomorrow Health platform, high quality suppliers can, as I mentioned, grow their businesses really meaningfully and materially. And that is with no additional marketing costs, that is with no additional referral marketing or salespeople. And so they can grow their top line with really low, you know, cost of acquisition, which is very attractive. The second is increasing the efficiencies at which they're able to operate, right? And so that is by leveraging the suite of software and tools that Tomorrow Health provides for free. And to dive a little bit into that, you know, first is enabling them to receive clean digitized orders and all received in one place. The second is the ability to collaborate with referring providers on orders efficiently and directly. The ability to track and manage how they process orders across their team. And then critically, you know, I would say through this process, the focus is taking a lot of processes that have been, you know, very manual and very burdensome. And by leveraging our software, by leveraging our data platforms to enable these to be digitized, streamlined, and efficient. So that's a huge piece of it. And then the last two I'll mention is we know, and I will say this, having been on the health plan side of it and worked within the belly of the beast of the health plan in the past, that albeit a forward-thinking technology for the health plan, you know, we know firsthand just how kind of burdensome a lot of these rules can be. And for suppliers, whether you're a big national supplier or a small regional supplier, how difficult it can be to work with payers, right? We were at MedTrade a couple of months ago, and you know, we were in a session talking about working with payers, and you know, one of the supplier leaders in the audience said, you know, getting a payer representative on the phone is like, you know, calling the White House and getting the president on the phone, right? It's that difficult, right? We know just how onerous that process can be, and so what we've done at Tomorrow Health is, you know, the partners on our platform have full access to, you know, the relationships that we've built with payers, the streamlined opportunities that we have. And what we aim to do is really take a lot of that complexity that payer pushes down to suppliers and streamline that and make it a lot easier for suppliers to work with payers, to navigate this updating, you know, set of complex rules that are required for billing and other things, and to be able to focus on the things that matter. And in healthcare, the thing that matters should not be billing. And documentation collection. The thing that matters should be delivering exceptional service to patients. And that's why every HME supplier got into this business. And that's what we want them, to enable our partners to be able to focus on and to dive into. So that's the third thing I'd say. And then the last thing I'd say is really rich performance analytics. Those are, you know, what all suppliers on our platform get, you know, again, at no cost. Because what we heard from so many suppliers is it's often really difficult, especially as the market is evolving and changing, to understand how you're doing and understand what are the things you can be doing to improve, right? Either growing your business or becoming more efficient. So we provide really robust performance analytics on how suppliers are performing across a wide range of metrics. We give them detailed patient satisfaction updates. We give them details on a lot of their operational metrics. And we often give very specific guidance on things they can do differently, right? You know, highlighting opportunities to expand into a new category or geography where if they do so, it can drive direct growth or changes or updates they can make. We also provide them with a whole suite of resources from content to software tools, again, all for free. To help them act on, you know, some of those database learnings. And I'll say, you know, that's one of the things that our supplier partners have found really, really effective is the ability to kind of unlock those unique insights that we're able to do by marrying operational data, patient data, and payer data together to provide those. And that's one of the things, you know, I'll say, you know, when we were at MedTrade and, you know, had a booth there, and it was so great to welcome both existing and new supplier partners to come by and see the demo. That's one of the things folks are blown away by, just the really robust set of performance analytics they can get to operate their businesses more effectively.
Talking about working with HME clients, can you give me kind of an example of maybe a provider that's really turned around how they coordinate with all these different parties, you know, in transitioning patients to the home care environment using your system? And you don't have to mention a company name, but I'm just trying to give you know, the audience sort of a flavor of what's possible.
Absolutely. So I'll give you an example of a small regional supplier that we've worked with on the platform that I think has really seen the meaningful benefits of the Tomorrow Health resources. And this was, you know, a partner that was operating in a few categories, wound care, glucose monitoring initially. And they were seeing, like most other suppliers, a lot of challenges in operating their business. They're seeing reimbursement pressure. They're seeing complexities around billing, you know, increasing staff costs, challenges increasingly with inflation. And when they signed onto the Tomorrow Health platform, initially they weren't sure what to expect. They hadn't worked with a partner like Tomorrow Health before. They weren't really sure what the organization did. And I think, like a lot of organizations or any solutions that are new, sometimes there can be a bit of reticence about that.
Yeah.
You know, what they found as they began working with us is just, you know, the real abundance of support and resources that we're able to provide for them in all the areas that we mentioned. And, you know, I think the first thing was, you know, getting on the system and receiving some of those clean orders from the platform and just recognizing, wow, this is a much easier way to manage a lot of their operations. You know, the second was some of the robust performance analytics to really understand some of the opportunities that they weren't really tapping into. And you know, one of those pieces was expanding into other categories they hadn't previously covered. And we were able to kind of set them up with the right suppliers and distribution partners and, you know, help them expand into a new vertical. You know, we're able to help them get insurance contracts or opportunities that they didn't previously have through some of our relationships. And, you know, ultimately the results were really meaningful. They grew their business by over 50% in a matter of a few months. They saw their operations get much, much more streamlined. And I think critically, they also got a chance to see the human touch of working with Tomorrow Health, to work with our team of care advocates, to work with our team that supports directly in a high-touch account management capacity, our supplier partners, get to know the ethos of our team, you know, what motivates us, ultimately, you know, all driving towards the mission that we talked about at the beginning. And ultimately to fulfill our collective objectives to deliver, you know, a higher quality patient care in the home.
Care advocates. I love that job title. That is so on point this whole scenario. I really do think that people feel like they need to have an advocate in this process.
You know, the reason we call them care advocates is just because I think so many of us who have navigated through the healthcare system and its complexity have just learned through the process that so much of what patients need is truly advocacy. It is support. And I know when we were managing my mother's care, more than anything, that's what we wanted, is somebody at the other end of the line, on the other end of the phone, that we could trust, that knew what was going on. So we didn't have to be the experts. We didn't have to do the research and figure it out and ask the questions. that we could trust, and ultimately somebody that could advocate for her care in a system that can be cold, complex, and confusing.
Yeah.
And so that's what inspired not only our team of care advocates, but really in so many ways, our mission and focus as a company. We're a very values-driven organization. Our first value as a company is to fight like hell for patients. Mm. And it reflects, a combination of both the advocacy that is required, but also in many ways, the grit, the resilience, and the passion that is required to drive change and to advocate for patients. And that's what, has driven, the term care advocate. And, it's also what we herald every week at our company-wide all hands. We begin every company-wide meeting weekly with a patient story. We play a recording of a call between a care advocate and the patient that we serve, because it just drives for all of us, myself included, the why behind what we do and the direct impact that we're all working toward.
So how does an HME provider implement Tomorrow Health into their business? How do they integrate this, whether it's workflow-wise, business process-wise, or technologically?
It's really simple. The first is to get in touch with Tomorrow Health, and the onboarding process is really, really simple. It is typically an intake process that, honestly can take just a few minutes, anywhere from, 15 to 20 minutes. There is a self-serve option to sign up. Folks can work with our trained and supported DME account management team to get set up. And there's no technology integration needed. It's just really simple onboarding. Is a questionnaire about, understanding the types of products and categories that a supplier fills, the zip codes and geographies that they're involved in. And then, right away, they have access to the platform and are able to garner some of those key benefits. So it's a really simple, straightforward process. And the way to get in touch with us is dmepartners@tomorrowhealth.com. So it's just as easy as that, shooting a note to dmepartners@tomorrowhealth.com. And really getting set up and accruing these benefits. And again, important for me to reiterate, it's at no cost to our supplier partners. And so, we really look forward to welcoming a whole new breadth of partners onto the platform.
Okay, Vijay, that was a ton of information. Again, I want to call out the address you gave. That's dmepartners@tomorrowhealth.com, correct?
Exactly right.
Well, Vijay, thank you so much for being on the podcast. This is a ton of information. I really appreciate it.
No, it's really, really my pleasure, David. And I'll just say, we really encourage folks to get in touch, even just with any questions. We always welcome speaking to supplier partners, whether it is, connecting over the phone or, on the floor at MedTrade or at the Heartland Conference or more broadly. We really, really appreciate the opportunity to do that. And so really encourage folks to reach out with any questions or thoughts or to begin the process to work together. And just so appreciative of the time. Have been a long time listener, first time caller here on the podcast. So really grateful to have the opportunity to chat.
Oh, awesome. Well, thanks so much. Thanks again to Vijay for joining the podcast and to talk about the transition to home care. You can check out Tomorrow Health at tomorrowhealth.com on their website, or again, like Vijay encouraged, email them at dmepartners@tomorrowhealth.com. Okay, I think that's going to wrap up today's episode. But before I do that, I have a question. Do you want to help the HME Business Podcast reach more HME providers? Then take a quick second to rate and review this episode. And if you want to stay on top of everything that's happening in the industry, make sure to check out hme-business.com and subscribe to eSource, our weekly e-newsletter service there. Also, if you haven't done so, make sure to subscribe to the print magazine, which you can also get as a digital copy. Again, that's hme-business.com. Lastly, if you have any feedback, suggestions, or requests, don't be afraid to reach out to me at DKO, P as in Paul, F as in Franklin, @1105media.com. Thank you all very much for listening. We'll keep covering important HME business topics like the transition to home care. But for now, goodbye until the next HMEB podcast.